Today we have a short passage from St. Mark chapter 10, about just a few verses, verses 28 to 31. And when we put this in context, this occurred after the rich young man. Remember the story of the rich young man who said, "What must I do to enter the kingdom of God?" And Jesus told him, and then Jesus invites him to become a follower, to become a disciple, and says, "You know, if you wish to be perfect, leave everything, give it to the poor, and come follow me, and you'll have treasure in heaven." It says the young man went away sad, for he had many possessions. Well, after this occurred, you have to love St. Peter. He always speaks his mind. He's the patron saint for those who speak before they think. That was St. Peter. And he says, "Lord, we've given up everything to follow you. What will we get from it?" You have to love St. Peter. What are we going to get? "We've given up everything. I gave up my whole family. I gave up my house. I gave up my really good fishing boat with a really good motor on it," etc. So, what does Jesus say? He says, "Amen, I say to you. Verily," or "truly, truly, amen, I say to you. There's no one who has given up a house or brothers or sister or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age," namely on earth, "more houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come." Isn't that an amazing promise from the Lord? It's an amazing guarantee from the Lord. Whatever we sacrifice in this life, Jesus says, you get back 100 times more in this life, as well as eternal life. Well, that's a pretty good deal, right? You can't outdo Jesus in generosity. Anything you give up, anything you sacrifice now, you get back 100 times more here, as well as eternal life. Well, that's the best deal out there. But Jesus also says, you also will get persecutions. He throws that in as well, because persecution is part of every true Christian's life. You know, if you're not being persecuted for your faith and what you believe, that you're not truly living the faith to the extent that we should be living it. Jesus says, "As they treated me, so they will treat you." How did they treat Jesus? Look at the cross. Anyone that's willing to really follow Christ is going to have to endure some of the things, maybe just like a splinter of the cross, but you will have to endure some persecution. It could be from your spouse, it could be from your parents, or from brothers or sisters, or it could be from a relative, it could be from children or grandchildren. You may get that persecution. And Jesus says you will get some persecution. It won't be probably being nailed to a cross, being crucified, but it could be an unkind word or being misunderstood or a comment that somebody makes or different kinds of comments that people make about the teachings of Christ or the teachings of the church that you're trying to follow. So Jesus says you will receive some persecution. But what does it mean when it says that you'll have 100 times more houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and lands, and eternal life in the age to come? Well, again, the Lord is primarily talking to the apostles who gave up all these things. They gave up their land and their possessions and sometimes even their families and their family relationships to follow Christ. Well, even though they gave up their own family and embraced celibacy, because of that, they get 100 more brothers, 100 more sisters in the spiritual sense. They become part of a wider family, the family of God, which is the church. They now have brothers and sisters in the Lord. They now have spiritual brothers and sisters and spiritual mothers. Just ask any priest who gets a cold, how many mothers in the parish make him chicken noodle soup, right? So every priest has 100 mothers in every parish, because you care for your priest and, you know, you give them chicken noodle soup or whatever it might be. It's just an example of how when, let's say, somebody becomes a priest or a nun, then yes, they might give up having their own family, having a wife and their own children, but you go into CCD and you have 1,000 children, 1,000 spiritual children. Or you go to the Catholic school and you have 1,000 spiritual children that you teach and administer to. So that's how the Lord is saying that we get 100 times more brothers, sisters, children, mothers, lands, and persecution, and eternal life in the world to come. This is really one of the best passages in the scripture that promotes vocations, right, to the priesthood and religious life. Because Jesus, again, is talking to his apostles, answering St. Peter, Lord, what will we get? We've given up everything to follow you. And the word that Peter used in the Greek New Testament means an act that was once and final, done to completion. Lord, we've given up everything to follow you. So Jesus says, this is what you can get. And so anytime we make a sacrifice for the Lord, and this goes for all of you as well, anytime that you make sacrifices for the Lord, you get back 100 times. When you give money to the poor, when you give money to the Lord's work, to the church, is that gone? No, it's invested, and you get back 100 times. You might not get, if you give a dollar, you might not get back $100, but you'll get back 100 times of some blessing or something else, something, a blessing maybe in a different form. But whenever you sacrifice for the Lord, you will get back, Jesus says, 100-fold. You will get persecutions, but Jesus says, an eternal life in the age to come.